Speaker, in opposition, the Prime Minister said, and I quote, "Where the taxpayer owns a large stake in a bank, we are saying that no employee should be paid a bonus of over £2,000. Can the Prime Minister update us?
David, let's go on a space rocket to Mercury. If you say no, I will damn well take it personally. You and me, we should be together, supping on that little planet's extra sunny weather. I could advise you on all my favorite policies. We should inject all of the working class with a fatal disease, something that makes all of the glands expand until they blow and pop just like a paper bag, spraying blood all over the walls of their council hall, the one you tricked them into hoping they could outright own. Then we should buy the land and build a water feature and make it our mansion gardens, expansive exterior."
What I would say is this. It was the last government that bailed out the banks.
Is it
camouflage?
And
asked for nothing in return.
Or is it
gone? That is what happened.
David, I insist that we make love right now. Your shiny, wrinkless forehead is getting me aroused. And when we relax, post-coitally, I will tell you what this country absolutely needs. We need to arm the police and make them search for foreigners. Every single one of them should definitely be shot if they are caught without a visa or carrying a rucksack. Give them a bullet to the head and a couple more in their back. And then we can declare war and find some oil on whichever country that foreigner is from. Hopefully, somewhere like Uzbekistan. You know, I never really liked the look of them.
There's no point Wallace asking Cromage about that one, but I think given the figures, last year the banks paid $18 billion in tax. This year they're going to be paying $20 billion in tax. Their taxes are going up.
David, please, can I taste you in my mouth? I'll cup your ball back tenderly if you will allow me to let you pass on to you a few of my ideas. Fiscal initiatives that'll be remembered for years. We should not provide any welfare to the weak or the impaired. We should dice them up in mincers for the cows instead, or feed them to the other sponges, the unemployed, and let the gastric viruses seek out and destroy. Then we can feed all of the dead unemployed to all the elderly people on the hospital wards. Talking of which, wouldn't it be great when we privatize and that damn NHS eventually splutters and dies?
No one in this house is going to be surprised that Conservatives and Liberal Democrats don't always agree about Europe. But let me reassure him, he shouldn't believe everything he reads in the papers. It is, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not like we're brothers or anything.